The importance of light today on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard, and I'm grateful that you have taken a few moments out of your day to join the show. As always, if you like what you hear, we ask that you share and subscribe to the podcast. Of specific interest is a review on iTunes or your podcast provider of choice. These reviews help the show by making it easier for others to find us. Our purpose is to encourage coaches because coaching is hard. Too many coaches leave the profession too early, and that creates a missed opportunity to positively impact athletes. Coach, what you do is special and ordained by God. Feel free to reach out if there is any way that we can help you or if you have any requests for the show. You can reach us on Twitter at God's Ground Rules or by visiting theultimategroundrules.wixsite/website. Also, my personal email, pritch01@yahoo.com, that's pritch01@yahoo.com, is another way that you can reach out. On the show today, I want to take a look at the concept of light. It's pretty important. Navigating a dark room is much more difficult than navigating one that's lit up. Driving at night is a little more dangerous. This week, we just installed LED lights in our indoor hitting facility with the goal of an increase in light that makes it easier for our players to see. You get the picture. Light is vitally important to all that we do, but at the same time, it's often something that we may take for granted. The theme of light is prominent in Scripture. The Apostle John plays darkness against light often in his writings, and he also teaches that God is light. Jesus himself, in the book of John, declared himself the light of the world. These are important concepts, but perhaps more important to us personally is the idea that as believers, we are Christ's ambassadors. This is exactly what Paul states in 2 Corinthians 5:20, when he says, "We are Christ's ambassadors." So what's an ambassador? An ambassador can be defined as an authorized representative or messenger. So if Paul teaches that we are Christ's ambassadors, then he is telling you, coach, that you are to be his representative and messenger. You're to be an extension of Christ in this world, at your school, in your locker room, and even in your home. In his letter to the Philippians, Paul expounds on this idea some more. Our passage today is Philippians 2:12-18. Paul says this, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me." What is interesting to note from this passage is that Paul makes it clear that God is working through every believer for his good pleasure. Now, that doesn't mean that everything will always go the way you want it to go. But it does mean that through everything, both good and bad, that God is working to fulfill his will. What Paul says next is striking, and it's where I want to place our focus today. He says, "Do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that you may be without blemish and shine like a light in the world." Coach, Paul is calling you to be different. In today's culture, it often seems that everyone wants to play the victim. Nothing is ever good enough, something is always wrong, and it most certainly is never my fault. At times, that seems like the mantra of the day. I know for certain that everything today, let alone the next week or month, will not go your way. You will have difficulties in both your personal life and your professional life. Sometimes it may seem as though things are in fact working against you, and it may even seem like people are working against you. At the very least, it's easy to not feel appreciated or important. Through all of that, Paul challenges us to be different. The easy thing to do is complain, to point fingers, make excuses, or simply play the victim. But Paul says don't do it. Don't grumble and don't complain. Because when you do, it taints you. There's a blemish there. Remember, you are to be Christ's representative. You are to shine like a bright light. And each time that we choose to play the victim, grumble, or complain, our light becomes blemished. In fact, these very habits of complaining, pointing fingers, or playing the victim are behaviors that we despise in our players. And yet they're being told from multiple angles today that it's okay. It's appropriate behavior. So in order to change this, coach, you must set the example. You must shine brightly in a dark place. Ultimately, that is the power of a coach. The power to influence lives for the better. The power to push back on culture and improve your locker room, your school, and your community one player at a time. It can be done, and you're the very person to achieve it. In Matthew 5:15, Jesus himself said, "Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house." Coach, you're called to be that light. You are the lamp, and as an ambassador of Christ, I encourage you to set the example, to avoid grumbling and disputes, and to shine brightly, seeking every day to improve your surroundings. Instead of complaining about your situation, seek to make it better. Ask questions like, "How can I make someone's life around me better today? How can I bring a smile to a player's face or an assistant coach's face?" Then go to work. In coaching circles, we often hear the phrase, "Control what you can control." And in a way, I think that's exactly what Paul is saying. Things may be good, or things may be bad. But either way, God is working. And what is within my control is to represent Christ as best as I can. See, words and actions have a way of either tearing down or building up. So how will you shine brightly today and build up those around you? Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.